Chill, boss, man. I got this, yo.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's your Roy Jones Jr. song?
This is it. This is a good workout song.
I could see that better than some of that girly kiddie pop that you guys work out with. The Katy Perry.
Yeah.
This
is a good one to throw in the headphones and just go run. You know what I mean? Or lift weights, too.
Yeah, I can see it both.
But this is like, yeah, this is one of his better ones.
I also think Wayback Wednesdays have inspired me to update my workout playlist,
you know,
because we've come up with some good stuff.
I was going to say, for our first theme, what I was thinking about suggesting is our Wayback Wednesday theme of workout songs prior to 2000. Your eight songs that you'd like to work out to.
Then we can have ones we've already used in previous shows, because there's a lot of them on there that I would definitely put on there.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'd allow that. What do you think, Nick?
I think that's a good idea. I think we should definitely do that.
All right.
I think one week we should just do straight country.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just Wayback Wednesdays country style.
I like it.
Country fried waybacks. That's what I'm thinking.
I think we
should. Tony Chachere's.
Somebody did tweet that, and I was going to...
Yeah, on the grilled cheese.
Yeah, first of all, Lauren Pope said, I use shredded cheese and grilled cheeses, and I told her she could go to hell.
Yeah, I don't...
That's the worst. I don't know why you would ruin a grilled cheese with that crap. Unless you did get the Kraft with... Kraft has a shredded cheese with Philadelphia cream cheese in it. It makes it creamier and melts better. It's really good. That might be okay. Well, but you still got to have sliced cheese in there, Lauren.
But you're not slicing it yourself. You're talking about the individual sliced cheese, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not buying cheese. Like the government cheese or Now, I do like to get the Velveeta slices for
a
grilled cheese.
A lot of people that love Velveeta.
That's the best for a grilled cheese. Not no shredded cheese.
I said that. You got to melt the cheese
hell,
the right way.
Let's be honest.
You got to melt it the right way. It's got to have the right consistency. Man, Velveeta will give you that just enough gooiness, just enough. Oh man, that's a good call.
Chase Tanner said I make mine a sundae. That way he could get the different varieties. Well, that's the thing with ice cream; I can get different varieties.
Yeah, with pizza too.
Yeah. You can get any kind of pizza. Derek Lockridge said butter the bread, two slices of cheese with ham, and season the bread with Tony Sachere's. Now I told him, don't like the ham idea. Running it. You're making this a ham and cheese.
Ooh.
Like now, it's not a grilled cheese. A grilled cheese has nothing but cheese
in it.
That's
true.
That's a grilled ham and cheese.
So
there's
call it another name, but it still tastes damn good.
But a grilled cheese is nothing but cheese. But the Tony Sachere's on the bread, now that I would be down for. I would try that. And
I'm
need to
you,
try
man,
that.
In the Midwest, you can rename it. But my mom, and again, because it was inexpensive, but call a different name if you want. But try that grilled cheese with either ham, but more importantly, put some bacon in the middle of that bad boy. Ooh.
Not a grilled cheese, but that sounds really good.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you.
That does sound pretty good. Andrew Jacobs said Miracle Whip on grilled cheese.
I told you.
What?
That supposedly it's supposed to make the crispiness and the golden brownness of the bread. I would never do it, but yeah. And the other thing is, too, people call it mayonnaise.
Yeah. It is. It's mayonnaise. No, it's mayonnaise.
No,
you're in Texas, Joel.
I know where I am.
I keep trying to train you on
Look,
this. You
I
don't understand.
I didn't put ketchup on them last night, so just lay off.
Okay.
Lay off.
Somebody texted in and said, I swear to God, if you guys play country for a whole week, I'm going to stop listening
for a week.
Yeah, no, this would just be, don't worry, sir or ma'am, it would just be for Wayback Wednesday. Yeah. It would just be, and it would be old school country. So it'd be like Dolly Parton, 9 to 5,
you
stuff like
Nick's
that.
You think Nick's pulling old school country?
I think he would have to Google it. I really do.
Yeah,
I think
there's no way in hell Nick's pulling old school country.
No, I would agree with you.
His idea of old school country is Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Probably. Right?
Yeah. Or the dude from The Voice.
Oh, Blake Shelton.
Yeah, that's Nick's idea of old school country. Somebody said, I'm still waiting on the fight you were supposed to do with the Blitz while being drunk or high.
Somebody asked that the other day.
You know what? We weren't going to be drunk when we fought them. That was drunk field day. I'm tired of repeating this. You guys, I need y'all to start keeping notes. Like, I need everyone listening to keep a diary so we don't get all this screwed up. Because Lord knows, if I can't even get names right, I can't be responsible for remembering all the details of the different challenges that I've issued that I'm never going to follow through on.
That's why a lot of people are going to consistently bring you like non-hygienic things, because they say they listen on a daily basis, yeah. But they really aren't getting it straight either.
Yeah, it's so we were going to we I said that initially it was just Joel and AJ were going to grapple, but then everyone wanted me and Fred to fight. So I was like, fine, I'll do taekwondo, but it wasn't drunk. That was drunk field day. We were going to have like tricycle races and sack races or three-legged races.
I still find it ironic that Joel and AJ were going to grapple, but it was your idea. And I never had any inclination or intent to do anything like it. And you kept, no, it's done now. Yeah, we're doing it.
Well, I thought the suggestion was originally that we do some sort of like tag team fight or whatever, and then I broke it off. And
I don't even know where that idea came from, but I know it got a life of its own in a hurry.
There are some things I don't remember that people bring up that I'm like, I didn't even know I said that. I totally forgot that I had said that. Yeah, which some of it's bad, and I'm like, wow, that does sound like something I would say, but I don't remember saying it.
Yeah. I was telling Nick, we were talking about it because of the golf tournament yesterday. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Phil Mickelson, and it must be nice to have this much money, but there is a federal prosecution trial going on in Las Vegas of a businessman who was a renowned gambler by the name of William Billy Walters. And I know in the past there's been, you know, the stories out there where like when Phil picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl and he won like over $1 million. Mm-hmm. So it, as the story goes, as this trial's going on right now in Vegas, they dipped into Mr. Walters's files and his records to find out like transactions. Turns out one Mr. Mickelson wired $1.975 million to Mr. Walters' account to supposedly take care of a gambling debt. Unreal.
I wish I had that much money just to wire someone.
Isn't that crazy?
Because then you still got millions left.
Yes.
Oh, God. What have I done with my life? Wasted it.
What's crazy is that looking at the New York Post, they're saying it was a good 5% of his salary. So that goes to show how much money he was making.
Yeah, people don't realize too with golfers, God. You know, and the purses are real, and a lot of people are thinking like something you put on your shoulder. No, the money, the purses, just keep, thanks to Tiger Woods, have gone through the roof. You win a tournament these days, you're guaranteed $1 million. But they don't realize every sponsor on the hat, on the shirt.
Yep.
Their shoes, they're getting paid.
They get crazy pay.
They get private jets. They're getting paid. They've already raked in a ton before they even win anything at a tournament or finish in the top 25.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, this guy, Mr. Walters,
uh-huh.
He's also the guy that got Mickelson in trouble because he gave Phil some inside information in the stock market. Phil bought 200,000 shares of Dean's Foods.
Oops.
Not an oops at the time when he made $930,000 in a week. Oh, later had to pay it back.
Wow. Here's that Shaq song.
Yeah.
When I get tired, then I'll punch you in the stomach. I don't give a heck. I don't give a heck because I'm gangster. I don't give hecks because I'm gangster. I just wanted to say, my buddy Lance tweeted and said, friends don't let friends listen to country.
I love that.
This is funny.
That's very, very
this is
true.
Such the jam. I actually run to this one as well. I'm not going to lie.
It's on your playlist?
Yes.
I used to know the lyrics. Like
I still do.
I used to know. I probably know a lot of them, but I used to know, like, because I actually listened to this on tape. I hate to say I'm
on
old
tape?
Enough. I had the tape of this, not the CD.
This is really good stuff.
Yeah, the cassette tape.
Yeah. I was, you know, it's funny. I was doing my Wayback Wednesday the other day, and I texted my college roommate. And I was trying to remember all the songs that he had because we had all of our cassette tapes together.
Yeah.
And he had Redhead Kingpin and the FBI crew on cassette and Teddy Riley. And guy, I was like, man, we had some sweet cassette tapes back in the day.
Did you ever used to make mixtapes?
Oh, for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to hate recording them off the radio because that was the only way to do it. And you'd have to get, and then the DJ would talk over it. Oh, I hated that so much.
Yeah. But the best cool
screw
boxes,
you, Mad Hatter, the way back in the day. Screw you, sir.
Yeah, and they'd screw the intro up too. You know, there was always good songs that had great intros, and we'd be like, yeah, yeah, coming up next, right about now, you're about to hear the sultry sounds of exactly the song that you wanted to hear. I'm screaming, shut up! Yeah. I want to tape the whole song.
And then, when Napster came out, I went out and snagged.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, but then I would always get those DJ Clue remixes. Yes. Where it would just be him screaming over the song. Yeah. DJ Clue.
Yep.
New Fabulous. Like, bro, you run my God. whole song.
That exact song was on one of my running lists, and it was exactly that. And I was like, who is this?
I hated him.
And LimeWire. I lit up LimeWire, too, when LimeWire was there.
I totally forgot about that. Man.
That's where you got viruses.
Man, I didn't get viruses, but I got a whole hell of a lot of my music library for a while, but that was fun.
Yeah, I think I downloaded all of Napster. The whole thing. Had it all.
All right, we got plenty of show still to go, about 45 minutes. So if you want to get in here, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or call us or hit us up on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. We're going till 4 o'clock. We're the usual suspects on this beautiful Friday afternoon in Houston, Texas. Glancing out the window, there's a slight breeze. Your Astros are down 6-2. But in the break, Barry and I were just talking about just how deep and talented the position players are on this Astros team.
Yeah.
Man, you talk about, they got some real quality guys that are going to be playing in AAA, because that roster right there, from an offensive perspective, you ain't kidding, they're going to score some runs this year.
Yeah, I mean, we were just running through, because they're keeping 13 pitchers, so that means they're going to keep 12 fielders, or I guess batters, because of the designated hitter. But yeah, man, their bench basically consists of Gattis, Gonzalez, and Marisnik.
Yep.
That is their depth. So yeah, man, it's going to be fun. It is. It's going to be a blast to watch this team. How well they do, I don't know. Can they get over the hump of the Rangers? I don't know. Going to be a fun time, though. I think. Well, what did we say? We're going to do our baseball preview Monday.
Yeah.
We'll break down divisions, or at least give our division winners, World Series, stuff like that. We'll do that Monday.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
It was funny too, because before the show we were talking baseball out in our not so private pre-production area. And we were talking about the Angels, because we were talking about, look, the Mariners, don't sleep on the Mariners now. The Mariners are a better team than people are giving them credit for, thinking that it's the Astros division and they'll compete with the Rangers. I mean, the Mariners have added some talent. They've got some talent. King Felix on opening day is no slouch for sure. But then we were talking about the Angels, and twice we said to Trey, I mean, seriously, he's like, you know, Trey. We were talking about why are they good, and we said, you know, their best player. And he, Albert Pujols, and then he started rattling off. We're all looking and just waiting. At some point, Mike Trout's coming out of his mouth. Finally, we said Mike Trout. Oh, yeah, there's him, too. I'm just going, oh, okay.
Poor Trey.
Beautiful Trey.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he found the backup key to his car.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I was so worried.
I was like, how did you drive, and then someone found your key at the house and brought it back to you? How'd you drive the car? No, that was the backup key. I go, so you didn't find? No, I did not find the original key. It has not been located. Okay. All right. Well, we got that squared away.
As the tray world turns. Somebody said LimeWire was the best, but it gave your computer AIDS.
See, you're right.
But at least you had a dope playlist of songs.
Yeah, man. I loaded up my library.
Load up that Zune.
I don't know how many times I was like, ooh, I got to write that down so I can LimeWire it later tonight. Get that one into my files.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. Yeah, there was some viruses that came with it.
Yeah, that's why I like Napster. Napster was good. Napster, I remember just sitting there and loading the queue up, and then I had a DVD burner because I was advanced. And I would just burn.
See, yeah.
Just, I was a nerd, so I would just burn just DVDs full of songs. Like, ridiculous stuff. I would go out and get, like, the KTEL.
Yeah.
All of their records and get like all the Time Life, you know, history of music or history of country. Like I literally, that's how I had all this old school country just because I would just, it was all out there. And I miss Napster.
It went from KTEL, and then you're right. Then it went to those late nights where you could buy like libraries of the greatest hits of an era or of a genre. And then it went to, now that's what I call music.
Yeah.
And you got all those volumes too.
And that's like up to like 90 now or something.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And Nick, you jammed through all of them.
Absolutely. No, I don't.
He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's not.
No, those talking about like greatest hits type of. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
the KTEL ones. Oof, back in the day.
I'm not going to lie. There was a really weird song that I began to like from one of those greatest hit CDs that I should not like.
What?
Come on, bring it to us.
It went something like, you know, that I would walk 500 miles and I would walk five. Who sang that song? It was like twins. There were twins that sang it.
I know the song.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody out there knows it.
When I wake up. Yes. When I wake up in next to you and I would walk 5,000. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
There it is. You see your head bobbing in there? When I wake up. There it is. Well, I know I'm gonna be
the man. Who is this? Next to you. It doesn't have the name for you right there.
The Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers. Oh, yeah, of course, the Proclaimers.
But this is the pre by the All Black.
The Haka. You know who I find? I listen to a lot of 80s on 8 on XM, Sirius XM. And anytime Minute Work come on,
I can't stand it. You know why?
Why?
Because my dad had a few artists and a few groups when I was little that he was trying to be hip with.
And that was one of them?
God, he overplayed Men at Work. It just killed. And Cool in the Gang.
What was the other one, though, You Can Dance? That wasn't Men at Work, was it?
No, Men Without Hats, right?
Yes, that was the other one. You Can Dance is the
You Can
jam.
Dance if you want to.
I need to put that on my way back.
Behind.
Yeah, I need to put that on my way back. That's a good one.
No, is Men Without Hats was the safety dance?
Yes.
Yes. And
yeah, there we go.
That's the safety dance.
Yeah, that's safety dance.
So then...
Y'all gonna make me do the safety dance right now.
But I had the song right with
it. Is it's called Safety Dance or Safety Dance.
Safety Dance, yeah.
It's Safety Dance, yes.
See? How do you not love that?
I can jam to this.
Yeah.
You could bump into this. Right, just that right there. Bump back into the show with this.
What's wrong with that? That's beautiful.
Absolutely nothing.
Then they're radio friends of mine.
It's way better than Minute Work, I'll give you that.
That's oh, true. God, that saxophone thing. Every time I got in the car with my dad,
he put in the A-track.
And I'm like, oh, not again. Maybe that's why my sister still uses terms like on fleek, and she's in her 60s, which drives me batty, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know this.
Hey, there was a skirmish broke out on Twitter. El Jefe was said, the only ones that probably listen on a daily basis are El Jefe and Dr. Dre on 290. And Richard was like, uh-uh, don't forget about me, Joel's favorite person to hate. Yep. But, you know, he said he's got a job now. He can't listen anymore.
Yeah, but then he corrected that. And then he said that when you called him an a-hole to his mom the other day, that she was in tears.
Yeah, well.
See?
You know. Sometimes the truth is funny.
See? And we still love our listeners, regardless.
Oh,
especially on Twitter.
Jerry May hit us with the 99 red balloons.
Or 99 Luft balloons by Nina when they did the German version, which was also on the charts.
Yeah, apparently that song was about like World War and World Peace. Yeah,
yep.
I thought it was about balloons. I had no idea.
Yeah, see,
we can dance.
That's the thing, too. Lisa like literally dissects the lyrics.
Oh, really?
And we'll go, you don't like that song. Did you ever listen to the lyrics of that song? It's awful. They're talking
don't
about...
Tell
I'm
me
like,
what I don't
I
like.
I go, I don't get into that. I mean, even if I know the word, I'm not breaking it down like for meaning, politically or otherwise. If it's a good jam, I jam to it.
Jerry said Biodome reignited this song. And don't disrespect Men at Work. Stole my driver's ed teacher's cassette. he's stealing stuff from
and
his driver's
And I used to like him
teacher.
To some
That's
degree,
great,
but man,
Jerry.
Just overplayed.
That is funny stuff, Jerry.
All right, we'll head back with more Way Back Fridays as we continue to roll on here on The Usual Suspects. We'll be back in just a bit. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I wish you could see all of us.
I was
going
to say, we're just going to let it go for a while.
We're all in here dancing.
After the safety dance, I said there was another song about the same time, similar kind of, and there you go. Come on, Eileen.
This is the best. Wait a minute now. What'd you do to Eileen?
I knew you were going to say that. This is not the, we are not live on just the stream only.
Now, wait a damn minute. What are we doing to Eileen? This is a good song, though. Yeah. When we told Nick to look this up, we had to spell C-O-M-E for him. Because he was going to look up a dirty version, and it was like, nah, bro, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, I figured on YouTube being some of the perverts on the internet.
Yeah, you were probably right, too.
Come on, Eileen. You're like, whoa, am I going to be in HR for this?
You literally are going to end up with an eyeful, and you're not talking about the video of the song.
If someone in the 80s didn't make a porn named Come On, Eileen...
They made a mistake.
Screwed up. I've also said, you know how they had Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman?
No.
Yeah, that was a show, Through the Wormhole. Morgan Freeman narrated. It's about space.
Okay.
I'm trying to, I don't want to screw this up. You may have to dump
Nick,
me, Nick.
Get the button ready.
Yeah, get ready. But I've always felt like they should have had a porn named Through the Butthole with Morgan Seaman.
I think that's safe. I think.
You should probably dump me.
Author Chuck Tingle.
I don't think that's amazing. That's a lie. I don't know.
So why would you say it? Why would you say it?
Dump me, though. No, 8 seconds has passed, and it's out there for all the world to hear. I don't know. Can you say? I don't know if you can say.
Well, you already did. So what difference does it make?
God. That's embarrassing. This is the jam, though.
I love this song.
Oh, I swear.
And my dad did beat this one to death.
He did.
So I can still listen to it.
This is good stuff. By the way, we got a text from Cody. Okay. Cody said, look, I just started a Twitter account because of you a-holes.
That's awesome.
Now, am I supposed to tweet 97.5 or individuals? Well, I'll tell you, I don't check the 97.5 account, nor does Joel. I think Nick does on occasion.
Yeah.
But not during the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, very little.
So if you're going to tweet us and the usual suspects, then you want to tweet at Pac-Man Joel with a K.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
At the producer Nick, and yep. I'm at Barry is Funny. And if you just tag us with those, we'll see.
We're pretty good about responding.
And if it's
too. A
decent tweet, I'll usually read it, or Joel will read it.
Yep.
If it sucks, well, just, you know,
we'll probably tell you that
game.
Too.
Up your game, and we'll read it.
One way or another, we'll let you know that too.
Yeah,
yeah, we're not shy about that. Nick's
That's
getting
true.
Better at it. We got to get him to come out of his shell on that.
What, on Twitter?
Yeah, just unleash the pain sometimes.
I do sometimes, but not too much.
So I said, if Lisa dissected the lyrics to Come On, Eileen, she would never allow. And I don't know, it trails off after that.
But seriously, that's such a bummer sometimes when there's a song I really like. And
she
I'm like jamming
it
out,
down.
And all of a sudden she's sitting in the passenger seat. And she goes, have you ever really sat and listened to the lyrics to that song?
Like,
I'm
no.
like, don't ruin it now. I mean, it's been a staple in my life for so long. And now I'm like, now it's on the banned list. Now we're in the car together. I can't play it.
Now, Dr. Dre and 290 sent a meme that says, I went to a disco last night. They played The Twist. I did The Twist. They played Jump, and I jumped. They played Come On, Eileen. I got kicked out for that one.
That's really funny. That's fantastic. Well done, sir. Well yeah, done.
That is pretty funny.
Bouncing back strong, Dre. Keep it going. Yeah, I was looking at the, when we were trying to look up that song.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading to you the top 10 and the top 30 from September of 83.
Right.
Ooh, there's some bad ones in there, too.
Yeah, some good ones, but some bad
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, there's some that just like, ooh, how did that ever, like Taco putting on the Ritz.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that was awful.
That is pretty awful.
Yeah, and the guy's not really singing.
But
he's just talking.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably not changing the channel when it comes on the 80s on 8.
The song itself? I was like, because like, some of these you can remember, like you'd watch the video even if the song sucked.
And how was Taco not Mexican?
It's a good point.
That doesn't make any sense
at all.
That's
a very good point.
None.
Nope.
Like, if there's a dude named Falafel.
I know where you're going.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. I digress.
Barry Warner's on line one. He wants Shalom! To get in here. All right. So, yeah, I was just looking at that. Was fun. I mean, forget. Then we were talking one-hit wonders. And, boy, we could go on forever. That's a show in itself where people can just chime in with one-hit wonders throughout the show. Like, maybe next week we'll do that.
Yeah.
But, like, Kaja Gugu.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Nick. Kaja Gugu. Good luck spelling that. If you needed help with Come On and Eileen. Which
I'm definitely going to need help with that.
You're going to have it. You need a little help. The guy looked like Andre Agassi when he had hair back in the day.
Right.
And they had one song. Yeah, yep. Too Shy.
Somebody said, don't worry, Barry. I blast 80s on 8. That was A in the Fade.
I do, too.
Me, too, man. I love it. Somebody wants to know, did Lisa ruin Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood for you?
No. That was one that was already yeah. pretty much already figured out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Miguel said, read this tweet because we're cool, Barry. No, I'm not reading it, Miguel.
Wow.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it says enough, but I'm not. Okay. Yeah, you know what? But that back in the day, I remember, now that you remember that, with Frankie Goes to Hollywood, mm-hmm. it kind of did ruin it a little bit. Yeah.
It's like Shock brought this up on Sunday.
Oh, did he?
No, he brought up, like, I was just thinking of ruining things.
Oh.
One that's been ruined for me now is the Wendy's logo. Because he said in the Wendy's logo, it spells mom. And I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
If you look at her collar, it does. Like, the collar spells mom. And now I can't not watch the commercial. All I see is mom. It drives me insane. I hate him for bringing it up. And now I hope it's ruined it for all of you. Every single one of you that can hear this. I hope you can't look at Wendy's now and not see mom in the logo. Are you looking it up,
I'm
Joel?
Looking it up. And I see
right
it
right there
now.
On the collar. And you'll never unsee it. You'll never, ever unsee it now. It'll be the first thing you notice. I promise you. He's ruined me.
Who does that?
Exactly. He's ruined me. And then they said, because I even had to Google it, because I was like, oh my God, what is the meaning of this? Is this like, is this the Illuminati? Is this like the seventh sign? And it was like, oh no, that was accidental. No, there was no intention behind it.
According to the Huffington Post, the hidden message was unintentional. We are aware of it and find it interesting that it appears on our Wendy's cameo has mom on her ruffled collar, but we can assure you it was unintentional, says Wendy's Senior Vice President of Communications, Denny Lynch.
All texting, no tweeting wants to know, Joel, do you think your wife would approve of Bald Headed Hoes by Willie D?
She might. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. She does have some pretty good rap songs that are her favorites.
Oh, yeah?
Like, she and her brother from back in the day. Not Two Live Crew. No. No, but she's got some Pac. And
she's got Doodle Brown.
Especially. No. And I do have that CD somewhere. Yes, but
it doesn't surprise
Luther
me.
And the boys, yeah. I don't think I'd ever play the train for her.
probably a good idea.
But no, she's got, you know, between Pac and she's, you know, from California, so she's got her California rap collection is pretty good.
Alex Perkins said, you should have seen the look on my mom's face when I told her favorite Third Eye Blind song was about meth.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what song that is. Do you know what he's talking about?
I used to listen to Third Eye Blind, but
Third
I don't
Eye
know
Blind would be
about.
How's It Gonna Be?
But I think that's funny, huh? Is it?
Yeah, Third Eye Blind sings How's It Gonna Be? But I'm trying
to
think.
Yeah,
they
do. Yeah, it's not. That can't be the song about meth, though.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
I don't know enough about Third
Eye
Blind. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, that's
I just think it's funny that he's ruining songs for his mom.
Third Eye Blind's got some good songs.
Yeah, I think they were really big, and I don't know. They might be, you know, it might be like a Blink-182 situation where they're still making music, and I'm just not paying attention. But they were really big in like the early 2000s, I think, or late 90s.
I'm surprised they didn't open for Blink-182 for you at the rodeo.
I'm surprised that too.
That would have been a nice doubleheader for you.
Yeah, I would have jammed,
and then asked for "Come On, Eileen" on the way out.
Absolutely. Would have jammed
as an encore. All All right, before I want to tell you right now about Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture, as I keep telling you guys, all my furniture in the house is basically from Gallery Furniture. Mac has always taken good care of me because it's always solid wood American-made furniture. It's quality at a quality price, and it's customer service after the sale, and they do what they say they're going to do. When they say they're going to deliver it tonight, they're going to deliver it tonight. If you buy today, you get it tonight. It's just how it goes at Gallery. Right now, Macapedic mattresses, starting at $19.99, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card right off the top. Of course, those American-made solid wood living room and dining room sets, 2-for-1 recliners, again, the Macapedic sleep sets, just a sampling of what is available at Gallery Furniture. Everything you need from your house, to what you put on the walls, to the rugs on the floor, to everything in between, you can get at one of 3 Gallery locations. If you're out on the south side and you want to go between Sugarland and Katy on the Grand Parkway, there is a location. If you're centralized right in the Galleria area, Westheimer at Post Oak, and of course the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, it is Gallery Furniture. Max sits at the front desk. His people take great care of you. There is service after the sale, and of course, you buy today, you get it tonight. It's just how good it is at Gallery. So do yourself a favor. Go check out all of the furniture at Gallery, including American leather seating and special order upholstered furniture for your man cave and or your viewing room. And just make sure you know when you walk in that door, you are going to get service. You are going to get a return visit because you will go back for all your furniture at Gallery Furniture because they take care of you because Gallery really will save you money.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, we're achieving our goals in life, and there's always something good to say about that. Not only is it a Friday, the sun is shining, the weather is beautiful. And we're getting people to realize the concept of this show, which is just guys hanging out talking. And we'll talk sports, we'll talk other things. But at the end of the day, the most important thing to take away, too, for all you texters, is it's not that serious. It's not life and death. It's just sports and fun and entertainment. That's why we enjoy doing what we do when we come to work every day. And that's why you should be tuning us in on a regular basis if your name isn't El Jefe or Dr. Dre or Dick.
Richard.
But. Oh, yeah, it's Richard. I forgot. We're tight, but yeah. You know.
Tons of folks are texting and tweeting to me saying semi?
Semi-charmed
life is the Third Eye Blind song about meth. Some are questioning if it was about heroin. I'm questioning who cares. This song
now,
sucks.
Just to be clear, you did just say that on air, too. Just what? So we don't come back later and think that was just in your head.
What?
You just say, I'm questioning who cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, okay.
I like you taking those kind of shit. Just fire back. Fire back. You know what? Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I told you guys in the break.
This song sucks.
No, it doesn't really suck.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Let me listen to the bridge.
Crap.
This might as well be bubblegum pop. What is this?
But
this
Katy Perry is like the best.
Well, if these guys had nice breasts.
Breastesses.
Then, all right.
Can you say that, Nick? Oh, too late.
Yes, you can say breasts.
Well, I don't know.
Did you just dump the breasts?
I did.
I was kidding.
You can say breasts.
That's part of the anatomy.
You can use the medical terms. You can say penis.
He had a serious look on his face. He's like, can you say that, Nick? I'm like, maybe
I didn't
you
say
can't.
Speed bag, Nick.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can say like the T word.
So I dumped what didn't need to be dumped.
I don't think. Yeah. I think you're.
And
backwards.
I should have dumped what you said. What, like 15 minutes earlier?
I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think anything I said was.
Maybe we should stop talking about it. Not everybody's going to try and
metatarsal.
Listen.
What
can
is
you
that?
Say metatarsal.
That's a bone, right?
Yes, it is.
Where
in your hands and feet?
Is that the side bone there? The one that Bagwell always broke?
They're enumerated. The fourth metatarsal, based on the digits in your hands or feet.
Okay. One Bagwell always broke when he would get hit on the hand.
Before he started wearing that funky pad.
Yeah, he was breaking his metatarsals.
Change your pad lately?
I'm concerned now. Listeners are tweeting pictures of them driving.
Yeah, I saw that. Why?
Guys, this isn't safe. This show is about two things, hoes and safety.
Well, El Jefe, of course, brought
two things that came to mind.
I mean, really? Like, where'd you come up with?
First of all, let's make sure
safety is what we drive, what we strive for here.
Let's make sure
be safe with hoes. That's like the coup de grace of this show.
One, let's make sure JJ ain't sending in any pictures.
Yeah,
because the one-hander's got problems of his own in the palm of his hand. We don't need to be sending any snapshots. And two, El Jefe shooting that picture to us makes me believe that since he's driving an unmarked squad car, he's just trying to figure out which guy he's going to screw with in that little cluster of cars and act like he's going to pull over and get right on their tail.
Somebody said that the dude literally says doing crystal meth in the song. Of course it's about meth. I don't know. I don't know the lyrics to Third Eye Blind. What a stupid name, too. What does that even mean? I know your third eye is your, in rap terms, third eye is your mind.
Is it?
So you got a blind mind?
Is it
really,
Barry?
Why not just name your group Blind Mind? That's dumb.
Is it really, Barry?
Yeah, your third eye.
You're thinking it's your mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I think it could
be penis?
Something. It could be.
That's not in the
Nick,
rap.
Nick, did you hear what he just said?
That's illegal, Nick. Don't you dump that. No, your third eye is your dome. That was actually a lyric in the rap. That was actually a rap lyric. Your third eye, also known as your dome.
Now, you see what I did there?
What?
I said metatarsals.
You made me rap?
Metatarsals are, I'm pretty sure, in your feet, right?
I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Like a doctor?
But, of course, we would get the tweet that says bones in the hands are termed metacarpals, like carpal tunnel syndrome. And that is your anatomy and physiology lesson, just so you know.
And by, you guys knew how little I cared about getting the correct bones in the hands.
And just for your listening pleasure this weekend when you have nothing to do, Sean Sweeney says, Green Day, Longview, it's about jerking off. Can you say that, Nick?
No. I know for a fact you can't say that.
I know for a fact you can't say that.
Why? I was just reading a tweet.
You guys are really testing the waters here.
I'm just checking your flexibility, but I thought I was kidding.
I had to jump off the seat.
I saw that.
Maybe you should leave this to me, Joel.
I just read a tweet.
I can tiptoe the line. Joel just stomped
on
it.
You can tiptoe the line? Was it the other day that I go, Barry, did you realize what you just said? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Also, we did get a text that said you can't claim hoes on your taxes. That is,
we did establish that
fact with Jerome, that is not, you can't do that. Which tax time is coming?
Believe me, I know.
God.
It's a pain.
I hate this so much.
Yes,
we
are.
One of our
guess
favorite
who's here?
Callers before we,
hey guys, how y'all doing?
Hell yeah.
Clarence, what up, man?
Clarence, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man? You got the dog in the car?
No, she's at home waiting for me to get home.
Okay.
Word.
I'm just trying to drive the street, being safe with hoes and everything, so, you know.
Okay. Well, you're safe now. We assure you of that. So what's on your mind?
Nothing. Just want to call it general. What's going on with all the throwback music y'all playing?
Yeah, I don't know how we got on that. It's not even Wednesday. We started talking about, I don't know, 80s music somehow. I don't even remember how we got on that subject.
Was it the Roy Jones song, maybe, or Shaq's?
What?
Song?
I don't know.
Well, the safety dance. You know, everybody got to love the safety dance. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, if you don't love the safety dance, you probably hate puppies and America.
And Barry, what do you got against Third Eye Blind? That's the one good song that they probably had in the 90s. I mean, you know.
I don't know. That just all sounded stupid to me. I don't know. I just don't like that kind of music.
Was that one, Nick? Do they have one or two, Third Eye Blind, or a couple? Don't they have How's It Gonna Be?
How's It Gonna Be was a big hit.
Yeah.
Okay, then two. Yeah, that's two.
Yeah.
Why, Clarence, what's your favorite 80s song? What's your favorite 80s song? One. You get one to listen to. What's it gonna be? Don't screw this up.
Favorite 80s songs, and I'll just probably have to go with who? Just go Beat It, Michael Jackson.
Okay. That's not bad.
Clarence, I thought you were a straight REO Speedwagon Air Supply guy.
If you see my hair, you know there's nothing supply about this.
I thought on a Friday night slow jam night, it was Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
Oh no, you'll probably have me probably listening to a Rocky IV soundtrack more than anything.
Okay, all right. Well, the Rocky IV soundtrack it is then. All right, man. Hey, drive safe out there. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next
week. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend, man.
Okay, you too, buddy. Clarence. Thanks for the call, man.
Love that dude. Great dude.
Awesome.
All right. Another Third Eye Blind song.
No.
Great song. Another good one.
This show was going so well till you played this crap.
You don't like this song?
This is terrible.
You only listened to like 10 seconds of it.
This is the most sissified. I'm like literally trying not to cuss. That's what this does to me. So bad.
Good song. When it picks up.
I could just see some dude like at home watching the Bravo Network with some candles lit. This on in the background, cleaning. Jesus Christ.
Whoa! Button Boy!
Christ Superstar is my favorite. Damn it! Why'd you dump me?
I don't know if you said the word or not.
You didn't let me finish!
Nick's got itchy trigger finger now. We've scorned him for life.
I will say I'm glad we have a dump button. Oh,
I think
man.
It's going to stop the functioning today. Properly.
Huh?
It's probably going to stop functioning
properly.
Yeah, we've
probably ruined the dump button.
Ugh. And on that note...
This sucks.
Step off the ledge, my friend.
This show was going so well until you played this.
I'm telling you, there are
emo...
people in their cars right now jamming to this song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, they're emo.
Hey,
if they're jamming to this, they're emo, and their mom is probably driving them around. And they're in their 30s and 40s. They're still emo, goth weirdos getting driven around by their mom in their 40s. That's what this is. Bunch of weirdos. You've run the whole day for me, Nick. I'm done. I wish I could take off my headset and walk out.
You can. It's time. We're past time. All right, Fred and AJ are at the Final Four in Arizona. They're waiting to take over next. Jong is ready to knock the heck out of Nick and get him out of the room, and we're ready to start our weekend. So that means we thank you guys for another successful week of The Usual Suspects. We'll talk to you again Monday and every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.